Now to Iran's national women's soccer team. Australia says it has given asylum to 7 members of the squad, but 1 has asked to return to Iran. The asylum seekers are being held at an undisclosed location. Christina Kukula reports from Melbourne.
A world away from war, Iranian soccer player Sara Didar told reporters at the Women's Asian Cup in Australia her team is worried about what had happened to Iran and their families. When it came time to leave the tournament, protesters blocked the bus carrying the team away from their hotel on the Gold Coast. Missing were 5 players granted asylum by Australia on Monday evening after secret talks with government officials. 2 more women, a player and a member of the support staff, sought asylum a day later. However, the government says one has since changed her mind. Mino Tusi is from a group known as the Australian-Iranian Patriots Association, which advocates for the Iranian asylum seekers. She was at Sydney Airport when the rest of the squad flew out without them.
When we were actually waiting for the airplane, one of the girl's mom called from Iran and she said, please ask her to stay. I don't want her to come back here. Her life is going to be in danger.
Australia's Home Affairs Minister Tony Burke says the remaining delegation was given a final chance to claim asylum when they were separated at airport customs and interviewed by officials.
What we made sure of was there was no rushing. There was no pressure. Everything was about ensuring the dignity for those individuals to make a choice.
But Burke says visas weren't offered to several staff members suspected of having links to Iran's Revolutionary Guard, which is listed as the state sponsor of terrorism in Australia. Concerns over the team's safety first emerged after they were branded traitors on Iranian state television for not singing the national anthem before their first Asian Cup match. It prompted President Trump to call on Prime Minister Anthony Albanese to grant them asylum, saying on Truth Social, quote, the US will take them if you won't. Mino Tusi says those that stayed in Australia are worried about their loved ones in Iran.
They're asking if the Australian government can help the family because I heard that the family in Iran, they've been threatened because they didn't come back.
On X, Iran's foreign ministry accused Australia of taking the players hostage, saying the country awaits them with open arms. Australia has not responded to the accusation. For NPR News, I'm Christina Kukola in Melbourne.